Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. Purim is a yantif of Kabbalah HaTorah. Many Balei Machshava over the years have pointed to various days in the Jewish calendars as various Yavim Tovim, as Yavim Tovim of Kabbalah HaTorah. Purim is among the most significant members of that list. Gemara tells us, and something we'll discuss maybe from a Machshava standpoint as Purim draws closer, the Gemara Megillah points out that one of the mysterious psukim in the ninth parak of the Megillah's Esther, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, Gemara understands that that language in part indicates that Kimu ma-shekiblu kvar, that Chazal, the time, the aftermath of the Neis Purim, that the Jews reconfirmed the Kabbalah Satorah that we learned about over the last 2 weeks, Yisrael Mishpatim. The Gemara explains that there was a new Madrega of Kabbalah Satorah 1,000 years after the original one, the time of the Neis Purim. Lots to talk about in terms of that. And clearly Purim is a turning point specifically in terms of the history and primacy of the Torah Shebaal Peh, something that we'll also talk about hopefully in Halacha and Hashkafa and history as Purim draws near. But I thought we should mark the coming of the first Adar. We are learning Maseches Brachos, the chaper on the sugya of Birkas HaTorah, which appears, as we're already beginning to see, in at least two different prakim in the Masechta. And as we've seen in the past, sometimes exploring a bracha gives you insight not only into the bracha, but into the thing itself about which the bracha is said. So the sugya of Birkas HaTorah is super geschmack, and it will give us hopefully added deeper insight into not the Birkas HaTorah, but into Torah. So let's take a look. The primary two Gemaras in Maseches Brachos of Birkas HaTorah are 9.5 blot apart. One is in the third parak, and that we already saw on the Bekiyas level earlier in the year. And another one is in the first parak, which some of you I've seen in your own Bekiyas Star. So let's take a look at Daf Chaf Aleph. I'm going to take a look at Daf Yud Aleph. And then as we begin to peer more carefully these Gemaras, a lot of things start to happen. Let's take a look. Let's start with Chaf Aleph. Top of Chaf Aleph, Amud Aleph. 8-10 lines off the top. The first two dots. Amr of Yehuda. Yinayin Lebirks Amazon Lacharem in HaTorah. What's the source for Birkas HaMazon in the Chumash? What's the source that Birkas HaMazon is a din daraisa? Shenemar ve'achalta v'savato yachta. Pasuk in Parashas Ekev. You eat, you're satisfied, and you subsequently make a bracha. A lot to say about that. We already touched earlier in the year, and Bli Neder, we'll see this again as the year progresses. But there is a machlokas rishonim. We saw in the year, number one, about that Sevilla, and that's the Gemara here, in the previous Amud, Chafan Beis, that Al Pipasha Sevilla is necessary for benching Daraisa. If you eat, but you're not enough to be satisfied, it's only Chiyah Birkas HaMazon Midrabanan. But if there's a Chalta Visavata, it's Daraisa, and that Machlokas HaTanam, and maybe also Machlokas HaRishonim, this we saw a Rashba about this, now, which foods are included in Birkas HaMazon in HaTorah? The Rambam is very clear, and there are several other Rishonim also, that Birkas HaMazon Daraisa is only on Lechem. The Rashba seems to think it's all the Shivas Aminim. If you look, open the Chumash, the beginning of Parashas Ekev, so very shortly before V'chalta V'savata V'rechta, I think a pasuk before, the Torah makes reference to Lechem. And a few pasukim before, the Torah has a list of all the Shivas Aminim. Okay, so whatever exactly the scope of Birkas HaMazon is min HaTorah. There is a mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon min HaTorah. Certainly if there's Sviya, certainly if you ate bread and you have Sviya, so then there is a Chi of Daraisa to say a bracha or a series of brachas after eating. Bracha achrona. Minayin lebirkas HaTorah lefanel min HaTorah. Now Gemara wants to know, well, how about Birkas HaTorah in advance? Bracha rishon on learning. Shenemar, kishem Hashem ekrav v'godel elokeinu. Call the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I call the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ought to give praise, give greatness to our Lord. To praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're calling the name of Hashem, which the Gemara here understands quite, well, it's a little bit of a mysterious phrase also. I doesn't mean to to call the name of Hashem. Where is this pasuk? It's also Chumash Dvarim, not in Parshas Ekev, but in Parshas Hazinu, right? Which is this is in the beginning of the poetry of Hazinu. So we expect it to be even more enigmatic. The Gemara understands here that that to be korei b'shem Hashem means to learn Torah. I believe the Ramban talks about that at some length in the middle of his introduction to his Pirush al Torah. He talks about the idea that Kol Torah Kula Shemoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to figure out exactly what that means, but in a certain sense, all of Torah is names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the very least, what it means, the simplest level, what it probably means is that Torah, a name is a way of referring to and sometimes even getting a little bit of a description, a sense of a person. I have certain associations with his name. Oh, that's Beryl. Oh, that's Zalman. Oh, that's Usher. Oh, that's Yachzel. And sometimes a name even is a little bit of a description. Once upon a time, Yankel Gross, Gross wasn't just the last name, it meant he was, no, Gross in German and Yiddish means big or tall. I think Amara says, Abba Aricha was the full name of the Amora whom we refer to as Rav. Abba the Tall. It's good. So a name is a way of referring to someone, a name of a person. Sometimes even it gives a bit of a description, a sense, a flavor of that person. So to say that the Torah is names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the very least means the Torah gives us some sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't, finite creatures can't fully understand their infinite creator. It would be impossible. It would be shockingly illogical for us to be able to fully understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to the extent that we can, Torah gives us a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Kol Torah Kula Shmoso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Ramban develops in the Hakadamah to Pirush Al Torah. It's what the Gemara is assuming here. If you're reading the Gemara with open eyes, the Gemara just made that leap. Kishem Hashem Akra, Gemara just means learning Torah. When I call the name of Hashem, meaning when I learn Hashem's Torah, Havu Godel Elokeinu, I have to first give him praise in advance. Okay. And then as we saw, the Gemara goes on to try, that was Rav Yehuda. Or some Girsos have Rav Yehuda Marav. The Gemara then goes on to say that Rav's younger contemporary, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara tells us they're both Tamid and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So Rabbi Yochanan tried to see if he could learn one from the other. Maybe I can make a Kal V'chomer from Birkas HaMazon to Birkas HaTorah, from Birkas HaTorah to Birkas HaMazon. What would the purpose of that Kal V'chomer be? That maybe I could say, extend Birkas HaTorah even to Bracha Achrona. Maybe I could, like Birkas HaMazon. Or maybe I could extend Min HaTorah, Bracha on food, even to Bracha Rishona, just like Birkas HaTorah. So ultimately the Gemara rejects, though they're different, they're not the same. On the one hand, Mazon gives you Hana, physical Hana. On the other hand, Torah gives you Chaya Olam Haba. They're not the same. Okay, so we have a source in the Chumash of Bracha Achrona on food, and bread, Sviya of bread in particular. We have a different source in the Chumash for Bracha Rishona on Torah. That is the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara in the third parak. Now, let's take a step back. Step back 9.5 block towards the end of the first parak. Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. I think the Gemara Chaf Aleph is not so surprising to us, not only because, we specifically learned this, saw this Gemara a couple months ago in Bekiyas. I think even before we saw it in Bekiyas, we probably had come across the idea. Not so surprising, you've heard in the past, there are two brachas min HaTorah, there are many brachas min Drabanan, two brachas min HaTorah, benches min HaTorah, Birkas HaMazon, Birkas HaTorah is min HaTorah. It's in our wheelhouse. You take a look at Yud from the days, this gets a little more surprising. One of the visiting Rebbeim, I think, had touched on Gemara Yud Aleph Amud Beis. It's not totally shocking, but still, once you start to look at it, so number one din, and then number two is fascinating machlokas. The Gemara has 3 points here. The third point is about the nusach habracha, which we're not going to focus on, at least not right now. But let's take a look at the first 2 points. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Here we are, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hishkim lishnos at the little letter gimel. Hishkim lishnos ad shlo kara kriyashma tzarech levarach. If you get up to early to learn in advance of davening shacharis before saying kriyashma, so you have to say a birkas haTorah. Shakara Kriya Shema, but if you already said Kriya Shema, now subsequently you want to learn Ein Zarech Levarach. Why? Shekvar Nifter Biava Rabba. You were Yotze, if all of your learning is happening after Shachar, so the Gemara says, Mikir Adin, you can really rely on Ahava Rabba, the second bracha of Kriya Shema Shal Shachar, can serve not only as a bracha in Kriya Shema, but it can also serve as a Birkas HaTorah. That, by the way, is why we're talking about this here. Because the first parak is all about Kriya Shema. And specifically, first, the question of Zmanim, definitions of B'shach V'cho V'kumecha in terms of Zmanim, and then Mishnah is talking about Machloket B'shach B'sil in terms of position. And then the Bar Yidav Amin Aleph, the Gemara moves to talk about the brachas. The brachas on Kriya Shema in the morning, the brachas on Kriya Shema at night. So the previous piece of Gemara had been handling about the nusach of the bracha, Ava Rabba, Avas Olam, Machlokas in discussion in the Gemara, Machlokas Rishonim, different nuschos, Lamaisen, different Sidurim, Ashkenaz, Sfarad, Edot Mizrach, so on and so forth. So now the Gemara says, you should know that Ava Rabba actually has a double life. Not only is Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, whatever it is that you're saying, not only does it serve as the second of the three brachos of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, it also can, it has an extra power. It can also serve as a Birkas HaTorah. But the Gemara says, if you're going to learn before you daven Shachris, so you haven't said Ava Rabba yet, then you better say a separate Birkas HaTorah. That's why ultimately the Gemara says further down, Maimav after the one dot, Maimav Arecha. Well, what do you say? Well, what is the separate Nusach of Birkas HaTorah? The Gemara goes on to talk about the various Birkas HaTorah. Asher Kishon, so that's the last of Torah, Harevna, Asher Bachar Banu, so on and so forth. How many do you say? We say them all. Okay. But after this initial line, the member of Shmuel, the Hishkim Lishnos, after that you can be Yotze with Ava Rabba if you're only learning after Shacharis. So then the Gemara goes on to have the second segment of this Gemara, which I want to focus on now. The four-way machlokas ha-amaram. You don't see a four-way machlokas ha-amaram often about anything. How often do you see mamash? And like it's just like a list. Sheet number one, sheet number two, sheet number three, sheet number four. How often do you see that in Shas? I'm not sure exactly how often, but it's pretty rare. Pretty rare. And then the content of what they say is really shocking. Amar Huna says, if you're learning before Shacharis, so you're going to say separate Birkas HaTorah, what are you learning before Shacharis? So Rav Huna says, you only have to say Birkas HaTorah if what you're learning is Mikra. For you're learning is Tanakh. If you're learning Tanakh, Tanakh requires a Birkas HaTorah. But Lemedrash ain't Tzarech Levarach. But for Medrash, you don't. If you're going to learn Medrash, doesn't require, you're allowed to learn Medrash without reciting a Birkas HaTorah first. That's the first Shita. Rabbi Lezer says, no, L'mikra u'la Medrash Tzarech Levarach, but L'mishneh Tzarech Levarach. He says, Mikra, Rabbi Lezer says, is more expansive. Mikra, Tanakh requires Birkas HaTorah, Medrash also requires Birkas HaTorah, but Mishnah does not. Rabbi Yochanan is the third Shita. Af L'mishneh nami Tzarech Levarach, but L'talmud ain't Tzarech Levarach. Three elements of learning require Birkas HaTorah, but even he agrees that Talmud, we haven't yet mentioned Talmud, Gemara, presumably. What does it mean? Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the Gemara. He was at the beginning of the Gemara. Okay, we have to figure this out. The Rav Amar Afla Talmud Tzarech Levarach. Even if you're learning Talmud, you got to say a bracha. Even if you're learning Talmud, you got to say a bracha. The Gemara goes on to talk about Amaram, who are learning, and the Rebbe says to Talmud, let me first wash my hands, say Birkas HaTorah, and then we'll learn. And then we'll learn. So what do we have? Four sheets in a row. Well, our Girsa, who was the first one?
No.
And the second one was? The Lazar. Third one was? And the fourth one?
Rabba.
So Rav Huna said Mikra. Only Mikra requires Birkas HaTorah. Rav says Mikra and Medrash. Rav Yochanan says Mikra, Medrash,
Mishnah, and that's our Girsa, and Rava says all four. Mikra, Medrash, Mishnah, and Talmud.
Hmm. That's interesting. The number one I said before, okay, four. Format wise, it's interesting to see Mamash or four in Machlokas Amaram, and so it's presented Mamash 1, 2, 3, 4. You don't see that so often. Okay, don't see that so often. What's the real tema here? Anytime you see Machlokas Amaram in the Gemara, we know about a din, we know about the din of Birkas HaTorah, and now we have Machlokas Amaram about the range of application. Where does this din apply? Where does it not apply? So that's the first question you usually ask yourself.
Why?
I know there's a din of Birkas HaTorah, so what's driving saying less? What's driving saying more? Okay, that's one great question. Sometimes a sharper way to ask you, to reformulate that question to yourself, is which one is the muskel rishon? Even when it's a two-way machlokas. Which one is the muskel rishon? I mean, what would I have thought? If I had known that Abai says this and Rava says that, or for that matter, if I had known that Rabbeinu Tam says this and the Rajba says that, I had known that the Tzlach says like this and Pnei Yeshua says like that, what would I have assumed before I looked in the Svarim? Right? So some say only Mikra.
What can you bring in to make yourself?
Some say everything.
That's something Rabbi Yochanan.
You're saying Rabbi Yochanan is the most... Really? Why?
Because Medrash is kind of an outlier. We're talking about Sukkim and Mishnah and Talmud. They all like kind of build with each other. Where Medrash is kind of like external thing that talks about Sukkim.
Our Girsa has it. Some of them don't. Our Girsa has... Medrash on Yochanan's list also. No, the Ari Shon, the Rebbe and Yonah has a somewhat different Girsa. So that may be. Now, so you had said Dafka Mikra, why?
Because
you would have guessed.
It's called Berachas HaTorah. It's included in Torah. It's not.
And you would say. It's all Torah. Now, obviously, what's working against us here in trying to think about this with an open mind is we know the din. So we know we pass in like Rava. And long before we knew how to learn Gemara, we were told that when you're learning Torah, you have to say Birkas HaTorah first. Indeed, if you look in the little letter in the Gemara, the little letter Dalet sends you is on Rava, off the Talmud, and they tell you on the side, Maimon Hisham, which is Zayin Yud. That's the Rambam. Okay, so this doesn't surprise us. He says everything, Torah Shel Sav, Torah Shel Peh, Zayin Yud, everything, all of Torah requires a big star. Okay. So it's an interesting hanachas. And then there's also an interesting machlokas of Rishonim. The Rishonim debate how to understand some of these opinions, one in particular. Which one? Rava, what's the machlokas? Well, not only what's Talmud, but why Talmud? Let's take a look. Very good, very good. Let's take a look. So let's start with Rashi. Rashi says, Medrash, who karav lemikra. Medrash is close to mikra, like Mechilta and Sifra and Sifrei, shehem midrashim mikros. By the way, before we even get any further, we should probably define our terms. What is Medrash? I don't mean that as a Lumdisher question. Like, what is, just simple definition? You've all learned Mishnayos and Gemara in the past. You've all hopefully learned Mikra in the past, I hope. But you might not have learned, you might not have realized in the past that you were learning Medrash. So Medrash, if you open up, as Rashi quoted, Mechilta Sefer Sefrei, so those are Midrashe Halacha, and what that means is the following. Unlike Mishnayos, which is the core of Torah Shebal Peh, organized topically, Halachas of Shabbos and Masechah Shabbos, mostly, Halachas of Nezek and Masechah Bava Kama, mostly, Halachas Saras, mostly, Masechah Nagan, that's Mishnah, and Talmud is an elaboration on that. Medrash is Torah Shebal Peh presented not al Seder HaInyanim, but al Seder HaPsukim. It's a running commentary on the Chumash, And often you'll have the same content as in Mishnayos, but organized by Psukim. So when you have, so every once in a while the Gemara will quote a Braisa that begins with the Pasuk and then comments. That's usually an indicator that what you're looking at is a quote of a Medrash. That's what Medrash is. Tarash Lapeh, organized al Seder HaPsukim. And every paragraph will begin with a Pasuk, and then the Tanam start talking. Well, yes or no. And there are certain types of Hebrew that are more frequently used in the Midrash HaLacha, like Yochol and Talmud Lomar, as in Yochol Me'er Shchodesh, Talmud Lomar Yamahu, from the Haggadah. So that's a Midrash. Start with the Pasuk, and then we start analyzing. Or, later in the Haggadah, Vayireu Sona Mitzvah Vayanunu Vayireu Sona means this, and Vayanunu means this, and Vayitun Levodah Kashi means that. That style, that is Midrash. Quote a piece of the pasuk, interpret. Quote the next piece of the pasuk, interpret. Quote the next piece of the pasuk, interpret. You have midrash halacha, midrash agada, but again, medrash means in a line, medrash is tarash lapeh, organized al seder apsukim, as opposed to mishnah gemara, which is tarash lapeh, organized, generally speaking, al seder topics. Okay, so Rashi says, look, Rav Huna says you only make a birkas Torah on Tanakh. Rabbi Lazar says you make a Birkas HaTorah on Tanakh or on Medrash. Why? What did Rashi say? Because this is pretty Tanakhi. Right? It's about as Tanakhi as a piece of Torah Shapel. Yeah, that's what Rashi is saying. Okay. And then the third sheet, Rabbi Yochanan, was even Mishnah. Rashi doesn't explain that much about the third sheet. And then he says he gets to Gemara. Afle Gemara tzarech levarech. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. Turn to the back. Turn to Rabbeinu Yonah. If you have a ritva, you can take a peek in ritva as well. Ritva, as I mentioned the other day, was a grand Talmud of Rabbeinu Yonah. Ritva was a Talmud for the Rashba and the Ra'ah, who in turn were Talmidim of the Ramban and Rav Yonah. Let's take a look at Rav Yonah here. Hey, I'm at Beis Bedapi Arif. You have a classical, if you own the fancy Oz Bahadur, then it, Hey, my Beis looks like this, the beginning of the narrow, the wide lines. Rabbi Yochanan Omer. Rabbi Yochanan Omer LeMishnah Tzarech Rabbeinu Yonah Hamid Beis Bedapi Arif. Rabbi Yochanan Omer LeMishnah Tzarech Levarich. Even Mishnah, you gotta say Birkas HaTorah. Why? Should Mishnah Gam Kemi Farash Apsukim? Even Mishnayis explain the Psukim. Umisham Lomei Tami Amitzus, and we derive. I don't know if he means Tami Amitzus in the sense of like the way we usually use it, the rationale for Mitzus, or he means the way the Ramban uses the Tam, the Pirish of the Mitzus. But we. Mishnayis will also sometimes explain Psukim and present the dinim that are based on the Psukim. But Talmud, which is a perish to the Mishnah, lo, de'ein tzarech levarach al ha-perish. He has different names, as I mentioned. He's somewhat different girsa. Watch what Rabbi Lazar says. Af la-Talmud tzarech levarach, she-ba-Talmud me-gamki me-farash yikari ha-Psukim. Ben Yonah says, and the third sheet, the sheet of Talmud, which again he has as a Belazar, he has the names shuffled a little bit. Even Talmud, you need to say bracha because Gemara also interprets Psukim. Matter of fact, I would say there's generally more discussion of Psukim in Gemara than Mishnayos. Right? So far, what do we have? Okay, either it's Mamish Tanakh, or Medrash is also Tanakh connected. Medrash and Mishnah are also Tanakh connected. Medrash, Mishnah, Talmud, they're all Tanakh connected. There is a connection between Tosh Shabbat and Tosh Shabbat, yeah.
Is the reason that it just explains the Psukim, or is it actually quotes Psukim in the text, and you might have Shabbat?
So that's a good point. In many ways, saying by Mishnah doesn't quote the Psukim as much, but it's all directly rooted in the Psukim.
Yes.
Whereas Gemara maybe is like a perish, like a one further step removed.
So even if there's no actual Psukim in the text?
Perhaps. That's an interesting point. That is an interesting point.
But the Bakhtari said that the Psukim actually
means. Take a look back at Rashi, though. Take a look back at Rashi. We had made a short stop before. Nonetheless, take a look at the Rashi there. We had not yet looked at. Af le gemara tzarech levarech. Af le gemara tzarech levarech. Shu ikar ha-Torah she'imenu ha-ra yotza. Gemara, you have to say Birkas HaTorah because that's the main pillar. That's core learning. Because Psak Halacha comes from learning Gemara. What just happened? Huh? Nothing to do with Psukim. So Rav Zolti, I think we had a chance to quote him earlier in the year, is Mishas Yavetz in the Chanukah Sukkis. See, he also has a fantastic, I think I mentioned at the time, he has a gorgeous treatment to Birkas HaTorah. That volume, Mishas Yavetz Arachaim, the shiurim they gave around Yerushalayim, Yom Tov time. So most Yom Tov is a lot to talk about. Shavuos isn't as much in Yom Shavuos to talk about. So he spread his net a little further. Number he spoke about some of the kutchin aspects of Shavuos and Tamashite Halachim and so forth. And he's a beautiful shiur on Birkas HaTorah. And he points out that it seems like there's a fundamental machlokas. You had noticed this earlier. Fundamental machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah seems to understand that even Talmud also it's right. It's the same idea. All these are because it's all about Tanakh, as Yehuda had argued. Birkas HaTorah is about Tanakh, and everyone fundamentally agrees Birkas HaTorah is about Tanakh. It's just a question of how many other svarim are close enough to Tanakh that they also fall in the rubric of I'm loosely speaking learning Tanakh. So if you come to a Tanakh shir and you're looking, peeking at a Gemara, and the Rebbe says, "Why are you looking at something else?" He says, "No, I'm learning Tanakh. Learning Gemara is also learning Tanakh." That's how Rabbeinu Yonah presents. It's all question learning Tanakh. If you have a Ritva, you'll see he says that as well.
Can I borrow that for a second?
Thank you so much. Copies and paste. There you go. Will you follow along the Ritva while we're reading from Rabbeinu Yonah? Sometimes you can try that. See one with a Harusa. One reads one safe, the other one peeks in the other, and you see how aligned they are. The Ritva adds an opening line. Torah shedachsav hu iker Torah. The Aleha tzarech bracha. Torah shedachsav, that's the core of Torah. Is Chumash, Tanakh. And that's what you need to be a bracha for. Then he says the other ones are, well, he's also explained the psukim. Although his line about Mishnah is a little curious. Rashi certainly, the Ritva you got to figure out. Rashi certainly says there's nothing to do with psukim. Rashi understands that Rava is disagreeing fundamentally with the other Amaron. The Rabbeinu Yonah will present it, this is the way the Rishalti says it. But he understands that there's no fundamental disagreement between the Amaram. They all agree fundamentally to the opening line of the Ritva, the Ikur of Torah, Torah Shaduch Sav, and you're saying Brach and Torah Shaduch Sav. The question is, how broadly do you define, Torah Shaduch Sav adjacent, to use a contemporary parlance? Well, what's considered to be Torah Shaduch Sav adjacent? And the Rabbi Rashi seems to say, no, the first three Amaram might hold that way, maybe. But the Rava is definitely saying it's not about Torah Shavuot. It's about Torah. It's about if Psak Halacha is rooted in Gemara, so that's the Ikar HaTorah. We're no longer saying it's really all about Torah Shavuot. It's all about Torah. If anything, Gemara might be more Ikar than otherwise. And he goes on to explain Rashi: Gemara Hainu Svaras Tameh HaMishnah V'Seirutze Mishnayis Hasos Shozoa Zo V'Chesurei Mechzra. Gemara is giving the rationale for the dinim and the mishnayos, and resolving kashas between the contradicting mishnayos, and working on what the mishnayos actually mean, or what the text actually is. Chesur mechzur. By the way, why does Rashi feel the need? If you got this far, Maseches Brachos, you probably have more than an inkling of what Gemara is about. So why is it that here in Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, all of a sudden Rashi needs to tell you, by the way, you should know what Gemara includes? Yeah. Curious Rashi, what's he trying to do? Oh, right, he's trying to figure out how's Rabbi Yochanan talk about Talmud? I know what this holy sefer, the Talmud Bavli, I know what it is. But what was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? What Rashi has explained, this comes up elsewhere in Shas, also comes up in Kiddushin. Talmud is a type of thinking. It's not just a title of a particular book. So the Talmud Bavli is that the Amoraim and Bava put together a text of Talmud.
Here.
I'm sorry?
Avichai Stoll isn't here.
Okay.
His interview is up.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, so who's next?
He's the last one.
Okay. So Rashi is explaining here and in Kiddushin, the Talmud means a certain type of thinking, which has been a part of our learning since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a formal text of Talmud put together by Ravina Ravashi, where Rabbi Yochanan was involved in the learning, Talmud learning, Talmudic learning, then as well. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So within Rava's opinion, obviously according to Rashi, he says that Gemara is about Beit Hillel and Pesach Halacha, but what about Midrash and Mishnah, according to Rava?
Yeah, so Rashi never commented on Mishnais in particular, but Rashi did comment on Medrash, and he said Medrash is Tanakh adjacent. It's Karav L'Mikra. Rashi said that about Rabbi Elazar, and he doesn't comment on Rabbi Yochanan. So I'm not sure whether he would say, I don't know for sure Rashi thinks about Rabbi Yochanan. I would guess that he would agree with Rabbeinu Yonah Bar Yochanan, because if you're saying the Iker Torah, that's where Hora comes from, why Mishnah and not Talmud? So it sounds like, I know for sure that Rashi thinks these two are Tanakh related, and I would suspect that he agrees with Rabbeinu Yonah that Rabbi Yochanan, the third Shita, who differentiates between Mishnah and Talmud, also is looking at Tanakh, but Talmud is fundamentally different. Okay, so that's the first major machlokas we've shown him here. The machlok is Amoraim, and what you had already put forward, just the thing on Moshe Rishon. So this is exactly a machlok Rishon. What does the Rambam hold, by the way? What does the Rambam hold? Hamashkim likros b'Torah halacha yud kodim shikra kriyashma bein kar b'Torah shbechsa bein kar bein b'Torah shbapeh nota yad davtchil mevar shalosh brachas. So he does not present. It sounds like he's more Rashi-like. It's not about, it's all really Torah Shavuot. Sounds like we're rejecting the limited Torah Shavuot. The Rambam Rambam limited Torah Shavuot. We do not. Okay. So this is the first issue. And so we answered the question of what are they arguing about, but now you have to ask yourself, why are they arguing about that? I mean, what does it mean? Do you think that Rabbeinu Yonah holds that you're not really Mekayim Talmud Torah if you're only learning Torah Shabbat Peh? Do you think that even according to Rashi, several of the Amoraim, two or three Amoraim, held that learning Torah Shabbat Peh is not really learning? What are they arguing about? It's a strange machlokas. So that's problem number one, is to try and understand. We see that there is, according to many, we showed a machlokas Amoraim about fundamentally about where Birksa Torah applies. Well, does it apply really to Torah Shebechsav or to all of Torah? Well, Rabbeinu Yonah thinks everyone who holds it only applies to Torah Shebechsav, and that's Sarach Bir Gadol. What does that, why should that be true? Why should that be true? That's problem number one. Problem number two, which we'll just formulate initially now, I want to take a look, Mitzvah, tomorrow. You began to look with your Chavrusas at the Ramban's Hasagos on the Rambam. The Rambam, before he wrote the Mishnah Torah, wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos in which he enumerated, give me another 30 seconds, he enumerated, as we spoke about this earlier in the year, he enumerated the Tariq Mitzvahs. What does 240 Mitzvahs say? 36 times Mitzvahs also say? Ramban wrote writing Hasagos and Sefer HaMitzvahs, keeps arguing why'd you count this and why'd you count that, why'd you count these as four, they're only one. And at the end, he says, I also have the reverse type of kasha. The Rambam didn't count things that he should have counted. The Ramban politely refers to them as the mitzvah sheshochach harav, mitzvah the Rambam forgot. He didn't forget it, but he thinks the Rambam's wrong. But out of covet, the Ramban attacks the Rambam for mitzvah 15 the Rambam left out of his Birkas HaTorah. Why didn't he count? Birkas HaTorah is a mitzvah. The Rambam agrees you have to say Birkas HaTorah. Why didn't he count it as a mitzvah. We're going to see that's only the beginning of the strangenesses about the Rambam, where he puts Birkas HaTorah and how he phrases it is incredibly strange. And Mitch and we'll have a chance to unpack those kashas tomorrow and put it all together into one neat package.